It sounds pretty good. Cash, scholarships, even food. Vaccine incentive programs across the country offered vaccine-hesitant Americans the chance to win big if they opted into getting a COVID vaccine. But did those incentives work? NewsHQ's Felicia Bolton joins us. So, Felicia, did the rewards actually result in people getting the shot?
Well, Nicole, it depends on who you ask. Some say yes. Other people say not so much. I'm going to start with the data. A study by the Journal of American Medical Association looked at these 19 states that rolled out their own incentive programs, focused on getting vaccine-hesitant residents to roll up their sleeves. But the number of people now vaccinated is higher than it was prior to all these incentive programs popping up all over this summer. Some programs even went as far as paying people to get the shot. And you might remember this. There was a drop in vaccine rates that took place early on. Take a look at this data right here. It caused that boom in incentive programs. According to the Journal of American Medical Association and the U.S., COVID-19 vaccination rates slowed from a peak of 3.6 million in April, then to fewer than 2 million by May of 2021. That's just 1 month later.
And that's when states kicked off vaccine incentive programs, offering everything from $1 million in cash to free beer and donuts, looking for any way to encourage skeptical residents to vax up. West Virginia offered guns and trucks as incentives. Arkansas and Illinois offered gift cards. Missourians won tickets to Major League Baseball games. California had a lottery. The state selected 30 winners on $50,000 Fridays. 2 million Californians who began and completed their COVID-19 vaccinations earlier this year were eligible for a $50 gift card. Ohio also set up Vax-a-Million, a weekly lottery which awarded cash and college scholarships to its winners. And according to Ohio officials, it worked. During the drawings, there was a 28% spike in vaccination rates in the first week of its lottery program. But the study by JAMA disputes that, saying there were no significant correlations between the cash drawing and the number of vaccinations during the drawings.
And although the study is gaining attention, it fails to find firsthand data or just asking individuals what inspired them to get the vaccine. JAMA researchers collected secondhand data from Johns Hopkins, pairing that with public news reports, case counts from the New York Times, and bar foot traffic from SafeGraph.